Hi, we're here today to discuss the digital technologies modules, which is one of our newest modules. And I'm joined by our head of digital education, Kate Lindsay, who wrote the first 8 weeks of the module, and Adam O'Rourke, who is the module leader. So hi, both.
Hi.
Andrew.
Great. So we're looking to discuss the digital technologies module, which is included on each of our undergraduate programmes and is integral to our level four students, who all of them will be studying it. So Kate, when you first started writing it, what was the thought process behind it?
Well, the module was chosen for inclusion within our programmes of study because there is a requirement in the sector for increasing skills in digital technologies, and that's across construction, surveying, real estate, and digital technologies have huge potential to change the sector, to increase productivity, to increase safety, to support climate, support the journey to address climate change. So we really wanted to introduce this module to give our students the skills to be able to enter industry. But it was also a really good opportunity for us to start to develop our own students' digital literacies in terms of online learners. We're a fully online university, and we have an opportunity here, one of the first modules that all our students take, being on digital, for them to really sort of grasp what it means to be an online learner and what the role technology plays in their own lives is and how they want to develop their own skills.
Great stuff. So that was the thought process behind it. And then we have Adam O'Rourke here, who is the module leader. So just as a starter for 10, what is your background prior to teaching this module?
I have a long background in teaching in the built environment, starting from the mid-80s. I've got a degree in construction management, specialising in sustainability and construction technology. But I've always had an interest in the digital side of construction. And I was thinking back the other day, and when I started, some of the older guys used to tell me about a module they had called Calculator Studies. And students were taught, like this module, how to use a calculator. And then around about 2000, I looked at a degree program very similar to this and looked at technology teaching or communications using digital technologies at levels 4, 5, and 6. So I wrote a module, and level 4 was using Word and Excel. So here I am again, 21 years later, looking at a similar thing, but trying to incorporate advances. And the other, I suppose, string to my bow that has recently come about is that I retired from teaching full time about 3 years ago. And I have another job now, which is a digital enabler for a software company that specializes in construction. And the role that I have with them is identifying new startup companies who perhaps going to come in with something new, disrupt the industry. So when I was offered the chance to get involved with this module, it seemed perfect for me. One, in terms of what I was doing with industry, and then two, to just continue this, lifelong interest in digital technology with learners within the built environment. So that's just a bit of potted history of why I'm here and why I was motivated to get involved with the module.
So the perfect module for you to lead on, by the sound.
Fingers crossed, hopefully.
And what does your module teach our students to do, and what does it challenge them to do as well?
I think the first thing is, these are first year students, level four. They start off with a journey, and the first part of the module takes the students, that it's about them examining the digital self, where they are, what they use. So they've got to try and pitch themselves within the context of a digital world, and then we gradually transfer that to their workplace, and we try to get them to understand how digital technologies within their workplace is impacting on their job role. And as we then move to halfway through the module, we then tend to flip and we start to look at the technology and how it enables their work, how it is going to take it forward. And we start to challenge the students to look where they are now, with their technology and how technology moving forward will change their workplace, their job role. And we introduce a list, quite a large database of new startups. And we encourage the students to apply these startups, not all of them, they have to find the ones that are appropriate, and map it to their own jobs to see where the potential lies. And so they go on a journey which starts off with themselves, and that journey, as it evolves, they move and they're challenged to think about themselves in the workplace. And then they ask to put a hypothetical hat on of a digital enabler, a digital champion within their workplace. And they're asked through assignments to advise their directors of potential ways forward for their organization, the benefits, the pitfalls of technology. So that's what the aspiration is for the module, and that's what we're currently rolling out.
So innovation within the built environment through digital technologies there. And then, you know, how does it develop our students digital? They're looking at what other startups are doing and how they could potentially bring that to their organizations. But in terms of their sort of starter skills with digital technology, what does the module do with that?
Well, this module, it doesn't teach students specific skills in specific softwares. That's not the aim of the module. What the aim of the module is to give students the tools and the knowledge to be able to evaluate digital technologies, be able to have an understanding and awareness of what those technologies will have on them and within the context within which they operate and with the communities and the environments that they are designing and building and maintaining. So they're not digital literacies in the sense of, you know, specific technological skills. They're literacies which you can carry with you throughout your career and you can apply to any technology or any technical transformation. But to be able to develop those skills, the first thing we ask students to do is actually develop that awareness about themselves. And a couple of the learning activities we have at the start of the module are incredibly powerful for that. In the first week, we ask students to keep a diary for a day of all the technologies that they use throughout a day. So it could be, you know, your phone with your alarm on it in the morning. It could be ordering something off Amazon. It could be logging onto your Teams site. All the things we do to even like pressing a button on a zebra crossing or something like that. And so they record all these and they share their diaries with all their peers on a Padlet board. And once they've had a look at their own digital diaries and others and look at what's the same and what's different, and of course we have students all over the world, so that's interesting as well, looking at how that may cause differences. We ask them to not just look at what types of technologies they use, but how they use them, how they engage with them, how present they are in their lives and what their digital footprints are. And this is where we use a mapping activity called Visitors and Residents. And this is an activity that stands in opposition to the idea of digital natives, where it says it's not about age, it's not about how old you are, meaning how good you are with technology, it's about how you choose to engage with it.
So the model developed by David White proposes that when you engage with a digital tool in visitor mode, you are coming to that tool to perform a specific task. For instance, there may be a couple of accounts on Twitter that you visit occasionally for news or updates. However, if you have a Twitter account and you publish your own tweets, you like others, enter into conversations, then you're engaging in more of a resident mode. Part of you resides on the platform, even when you have logged off. You are co-present with others and you leave a footprint. Our students have found this to be really eye-opening, doing this for themselves, seeing their digital selves mapped out in front of them and considering what that means to them to engage with technology in these different ways. And yeah, it's been really interesting doing this over the pandemic. We've all been required to be much more digital, and it's an interesting task to reflect on how different our maps may have become as a result. We're going to ask the students to revise their maps at the end of the module as part of their final assessment. We're going to ask them to reflect on what they have learned and look forwards to the ways that they see themselves engaging with technology in their chosen profession and the types of digital literacies that they will need to continue to develop. So it is an activity that is running throughout the module. It's not just a one-off there at the start.
So yeah, the digital literacies piece is really interesting, but it's not just about digital literacies. We do want to sort of raise the idea that these literacies don't exist in isolation. They segue with other literacies that are important for our students to develop. For instance, literacies on sustainability and literacies on well-being and ethics. We bring race and gender into it, that technology is not neutral. The algorithms are designed to favour certain groups of people. So there's quite a lot of interesting stuff in there that you wouldn't normally associate perhaps on a traditional digital literacies type of course. Yeah, I think that's one of the most powerful tools we can give our students, is to give them the confidence to question.
And that sort of ties in quite nicely, because you say it's a very interactive module. So what have you learnt from your students so far?
I think the forums and the comments in the forums have been really interesting. I think Kate's point about the journey, it's quite clear, even though we're in week six now, that many students are well into the journey. And the first journey is shifting from, first of all, understanding the technology they used in their day to day. But now they're realizing that their journey involves being a resident within UCM's virtual environment. And if you look at some of the later submissions, those students are acknowledging that journey to a greater extent than the students who were filling it in week one. So you're starting to see that. Another really interesting conversation we had early on with a lot of students were, well, I've got no interest in technology, so how am I going to cope with this module? And it's quite important to tell the students that having an interest and trying to become some sort of digital evangelist is not really part of the scope of the module. It's about giving them an opinion to be able to have a conversation. And whether or not you have an interest in the technology, your viewpoint is important. So giving the students to talk and have the confidence to join in the forum, especially those who felt that they really weren't technologically based, was a little bit of a breakthrough. I think that took 3 weeks with people saying, I haven't got a clue, I don't understand this. But their expectation was, well, we're going to learn about technology, it's all going to be quite digital, it's programming, it's software, which it's nothing of the sort. It's really about communicating technology to other people and understanding the impact that it's going to have on everybody's lives. And it's more important to have non-digital technologists selling that and talking about it than it is to have the advocates, because it's something that is going to affect us all. So these things that are coming out through the forums are really very interesting as the students bed themselves into the module at their own different rates. We're about to enter another phase, which is the assignment phase. And that in itself always gives students a greater focus. So again, they're digging deeper. They're now starting to question other aspects of the module. But we're just about to enter that phase, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get some more interesting comments and responses from the students.
It's great to hear about that evolution. So yeah, hopefully the assignments will go well for everyone. And then just in terms of, you know, how they found it, you know, what has the feedback been like from the students?
It's always a bit of a nerve-wracking time, those first few weeks of a new module. Will they engage? Will they like it? Will they learn? But the response so far has been resoundingly positive. Obviously, we're getting suggestions for improvements. That is fine. Students are partners in our design process. It's great to read things like, this module is blowing my mind. That's that's a fantastic comment from one student. Another student said they could really feel the teaching coming through in the module, which is a testament, I think, to how we design and our quality control processes and about really putting the learner at the heart. And what was interesting about that comment is that we hadn't actually had any webinar sessions yet. They felt the teaching through the forums and through the Padlets and through the narrative that had been created telling the story of the module. So that was fantastic. And there's just a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of interest. They want to know what's coming next. They want to know what the next topic is. And, you know, many are skipping ahead, and that's really great. Adam, have you had any feedback through the webinars or anything?
I think the way, again, the webinars aren't designed as lectures. It's a looking back and a looking forward. And then we enter into a conversation. And it's usually the conversation which is the bulk of the session. So I deliberately don't write a lot within the webinar, maybe 20 minutes, but we haven't finished before. Well, it's usually around 80 minutes, some of them 90 minutes long, and it's driven by comments. And I'm generally chatting, and then there's other module tutors answering questions. You're looking in excess of 100 comments during a session as students start talking. And the key bit is other students answering questions for other people, students actually taking the lead to put their peers at ease. And I think we've gone out of our way to try and encourage that and to support it and to share information, because there's nothing to be gained in this module by just being secretive and thinking I've got the answer. It's not a black and white module. And the conversations are about subjectivity. Many of our students are, let's say, quantity surveyors. It's black and white, the numbers. There's a right answer and a wrong. And that was another cultural issue that we had to cross. But it was, where do I put this? How does that work? It's like, well, it's subjective. It's based on your evidence. Go with it. And as a learner, that's something that we expect them to develop. And we're really hitting that quite early within a course to say to these students, well, no, it's your choice, support it with evidence, and we can't argue against it, and we won't argue against it. So the students are, I wouldn't say they love that bit, they're actually scratching their head, because their culture is one of black and white answers. And often what they do within the built environment is it's a black and white answer. So it's good to get them to start to question and think, because that's at the heart of really this module and HE. That's what we want people to leave UCM with, an ability to ask questions in a positive way.
It sounds great. You know, developing inquiry in your students, sounds like the level of engagement is really high as well, and really interactive, and also just how contemporaneous it is. This is something which is very fluid, digital technologies, things happening all the time. And yeah, to have a module which is so sort of current, I think will clearly sort of, you know, get that interest and levels of engagement up as well. So it's really great to hear the feedback you're getting. And a good solid start for yeah, one of our newest modules. So now, you know, with this behind you, I mean, how do you hope to develop it moving forward?
Oh, well, we have have a process module enhancement. So after this run, we'll collect the feedback from, we'll look through all the feedback from the students, we'll collect feedback from the module team who are involved in teaching the module, and we'll think about what enhancements come next. But I think one of the big ones may be around the assignments. I really like the assignments for this module, but they could be supported by better technology. I think there's opportunities for video assignments and also opportunities for using e-portfolios. We are actually asking students to submit evidence of their engagement in the module, so such as participating in the Padlet boards and the forums as part of one of their assignments, to gain them about, I think it's about 30%-ish of one of the assignment marks. And I think that is something that could transfer quite nicely to a more continuous assessment model through an e-portfolio running throughout. And I'd also like to push the visitors and residents mapping a bit more. I think we're on a verge now where this model is becoming a bit outdated. It's the technology, types of technology we use and how we use it, especially around things like big data, surveillance, personal data, and how that just flies all around us all the time, Internet of Things. It doesn't map so easily within that activity. And I think it'd be quite useful to work with the students to think of what an alternative model could be going forward.
Yeah, no, really interesting to hear more about your module. And yeah, like I say, it's very encouraging to hear how positive it's been received. So yeah, thanks for giving that insight. And yeah, we chat soon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, both.